Now the news, I'm Tian Yu. The Argentine president has expressed his confidence that the upcoming Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics will be a successful event beneficial to the whole world. Alberto Fernandez also said the Winter Olympics have come under the spotlight around the world with its unique charm.
The Winter Olympics have not only attracted much attention of Argentina, but also the whole world. The presence of snow is a prerequisite for the development of winter sports. Argentina was in the delegation to attend the Games, and we will participate in 4 of 14 major items currently in place. We have the possibility of qualifying for the other 3, and we are keen to do better.
The first relief flights from Australia and New Zealand have arrived in Tonga. Other governments are also deploying ships and flights to the tsunami-hit island nation. Oin Polland reports.
A high-ranking Tongan politician that I've spoken to here in Auckland says that Tonga's recovery from this disaster is going to be long-term. And once the water and emergency supplies have been delivered, the island nation is going to have to rebuild. And he says it's going to be a long road to recovery. In terms of the international relief effort, New Zealand already has 2 Navy vessels in Tonga, and a 3rd ship is now on its way with more supplies, including water and milk powder and tarpaulins for shelter. Ships from the Royal Australian Navy and Britain's Royal Navy are also on their way, and they'll join a US vessel that's also now reached Tonga. So the international community is really pulling together to help out.
Afghanistan's caretaker government has begun to deliver China-aided humanitarian food supplies. The supplies include 440 tons of rice, and they will be shipped to the 10 most vulnerable provinces. Officials say that other shipments of the China-aided humanitarian food supplies will be transported to other provinces in the coming days. Fengtai, one of 16 districts of Beijing municipality, has started district-wide nucleic acid testing due to the appearance of new local COVID-19 cases. Officials say the district has found a cluster infection and faces the risk of community transmission. Sun Ye reports.
Overnight, the Beijing Fengtai District has announced that a mass testing will be done starting today for everyone in that district. The official said in a statement that the mass testing comes in response to a cluster infection found in that district, and a mass testing is among many measures the district has been taking to identify if there has been a community spread there. Now, I am at another kind of testing site that's also been popping up a lot in the city recently, and these kind of testing sites are coming up out of the demand, or actually generally in response to a heightened state of pandemic control in the city. A lot of people have been lining up on this wintry Sunday. They are mostly taking the test to comply with not only Beijing but also other cities in China for travel requirements. Chinese New Year is coming along, and a lot of cities in the country have asked everyone upon arrival to provide valid test results within 48 hours.
Chinatown in Havana is buzzing with activities to mark the Chinese New Year. Residents and visitors mark the occasion with an ongoing restoration project to revitalize their community. Luis Torino reports.
Cuban citizens, China-born, and those of Chinese descent are already gathering in Havana's Chinatown to celebrate the advent of the new Chinese Lunar Year, abiding by health measures to guard against COVID-19, which has forced some mass celebrations to be cancelled. Renowned Cuban chefs hold Chinese cooking demonstrations and prepare delicious dishes like this one made out of fish, which is on the menu of Chinese restaurants in town. The Chinese table game Mahjong is an attraction during festivities and all year round, as many young people want to learn how to play it.
We teach Mahjong to pass along Chinese culture and language to young generations. This game helps develop intelligence and favors social relations.
Community groups say that today there are about 600 China-born citizens and descendants living across Havana, while its Chinatown has been revitalized through a significant rehabilitation program aimed at improving residents' quality of life. At the Cuban Wushu Academy, renowned for its role in participating at national and international events, youngsters come to develop martial arts skills. Experts teach younger generations and guide senior citizens through therapeutic exercises.
And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.